here with Dolphins linebacker Kevin Burnett. Kevin, tough loss yesterday. It seemed like a physical game against the New York Jets. You were flying all over the place, led the Dolphins with 9 total tackles. Your assessment of the defensive performance yesterday?
Before I even get into that, I'll say that's probably one of it was the funnest football game that I've been a part of. That's football at its finest right there. Running, tackling, hitting, missed plays, missed tackles, the good tackles, the shoelace tackles. I mean, I don't know if it gets any better from a football standpoint as a player. Tough loss. It's not the way you want to lose. You don't ever want to lose. It's only been 2 teams to go undefeated, so you pretty much got a 98% chance of losing the game at some point in the season. So,
you know, it looks like it was fun as a fan watching the game, because both sides of the football, even on special teams, it looked like you guys were laying it all out on the line, and that's all you can ask for from a professional athlete every time you line up on Sunday, isn't it?
You look at what was on the line. You can say it's early, it's this, it's that. But I want to say first place for the AFC East was up for grabs right then. And all these games mean a lot, especially with – I keep referring to last year, because it's something that – it's not painful, but it's – if you don't remember the past, you're condemned to repeat it. So wins are hard to come by. And – whenever you get the chance to pull out a victory, you need to do so, and then you need to embrace that.
How long does it stay with you? I mean, I can remember losses. I can still go to sleep remembering losses. And how long does a game like this that's so close, that hinges on a kick, and you know, you go back and watch the film, you say, man, that play could have changed the outcome. This play could have changed the outcome. How long does it stay with you?
You know, right now, it'll go. It usually comes back to find itself in December, in January, when those playoff spots come out. And if you come up a game short, well, this is one of the ones that just make you go, oh. You got to let it go. At this point in time, it's 4 o'clock on Monday, 4 p.m. on Monday. You got to let it go, because the Cardinals sitting here like, you bring this one to Arizona if you want to, and you're going to go back to Miami with another loss. So you better let it go in a heartbeat, figure out what you need to do, make the corrections, re-energize yourself, and come out there with a renewed mind state.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want to do, is have one loss beat you twice.
Right.
And the way you guys have been stopping the run, you hope that carries over, because it's been stellar so far. The Jets tried to run the football effectively, 33 attempts, only 88 yards. And especially the way you timed up that I can still see you flying through the air and on the goal line, you know, making that stop. What do you attribute yourselves being so successful stopping opponents from running the football?
With the things you focus on will get bigger. So you focus on the negative, you become more of a negative person, negative team. You focus more on the positive, you become more of a positive person, a positive team. We focus on stopping the run. Now, it's a tremendous task week in and week out. In 1 week, you can hold a team to 30 rushing yards, and next week, you can give up 200. So we don't ever take that for granted. We spend a lot of time with it. And, you know, ultimately, you have to be known for something. And right now, we're known for stopping the run. We put it on tape and say, okay, look, if you want to run the football against us, then you have to find out how to block Randy Starks. You got to find out how to block Paul Soliah. You got to find out how to figure out when Rashad's rocking down in the box. You got to figure out, okay, make sure Carlos is not coming up the middle. Make sure, you know, you get 2 hats on Koa. So it all works together.
You've only been in with this defense with Kevin Coyle for 3 weeks now in the regular season.
Right.
Do you feel comfortable what you guys are trying to do schematically and trying to move around who you're playing with and what you're trying to do as a defense?
For me, it's a never-ending process of learning. I haven't played in a 4-3 in the NFL thus far. I've never played Sam linebacker. So it's it's all a work in progress for me. I'm still learning, figuring out how to do things, but all the while I'm still a football player. So there does come a point in time when that ball's hiked, you know your number one job is to get the guy with the ball on the ground. So it's not difficult, but it's not easy to execute.
You know, something else will be difficult for you this week. You go up against a team kind of like the surprise of the NFL, one of those teams. They're 3-0 right now, the Arizona Cardinals. You travel out west. Big task in front of the Miami Dolphins this week, because no matter who they played at quarterback, they've been successful, and they're doing it with defense as well. So big task going on the road, trying to get that number one victory on the road this week.
Anytime you line up and you tee it up in the NFL football game, it's a big task to try to pull out that victory. And they're playing well. They're playing good defense, and our job as a defensive unit is to outplay their defense. And, you know, whether it be 3 points, 5 points, or 50 points, we got to outplay their defense. So we got to match them stop for stop, turnover for turnover, touchdown for touchdown.
I know it's a physical football game, but mentally, that's your goal every week. It seems like this defense, you look at in their eyes, you look the way you guys play, and it's a mentality you guys bring every Sunday to the NFL and to who you're playing against. Is that half the battle?
I don't like the word physical, because this, to me touching you, is physical. So football is a contact sport. It's a sport to where things are done in a violent manner. So when you get the chance to go out there, let's not call it physical. This is a violent game. So you make it violent. You go out there, you block, kick, tackle, you catch the ball, and then hopefully at the end of the day, you have more points than they do.
Yeah, you hope so, and you hope that this week brings the number two victory for the Miami Dolphins. You guys have set the pace on defense, and let's hope that continues into Sunday against Arizona. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.